Hola, everybody. Welcome to this week's Uplift Your Mayhem podcast. My name is Marcy, and I am a full-time mama to five crazy fun boys and a wife to one very handsome big boy. My husband is my number one supporter in all that I do and often challenges me in ways I never would have done myself. We homeschool and have been for the last 3 years and beginning our fourth year. This homeschooling journey has taught me a lot about my kids and a lot more about myself and who I am. I am a blogger over at Uplifting Mayhem, where I write as a creative outlet. My goal is to help other moms through their own journey and to help you realize that you can find happiness in whatever stage of life that you are in. This week's podcast, I'm super excited for. This is something that a topic that I have really started to study and to learn so that I can teach my children this. And the topic is resilience. I was first introduced into teaching resilience to kids last year when I heard a keynote speaker who is named Christian Moore. And he came to my small town, and his passion on this subject was incredible. I left that class inspired, and I was super excited to read more from his book, which is called The Resilience Breakthrough. I wanted to learn everything that I could about resilience. And I've recently started to learn more and to read and to research more on the topic of resilience because I see it daily in my kids' life, or I see it where it should be in my kids' lives. So first off, what is resilience? So let me kind of describe a little bit what resilience, what a definition of resilience may be. So resilience is a material's ability to resume shape or position after being bent, stretched, or compressed. So think of a balloon. A balloon is very resilient. Because it changes shape, you can bend it, you can stretch it, and it always goes back to the same shape that it was before. So in short, resilience in life, in our everyday life, is basically the ability to bounce back after adversity hits you. In my research in resilience, really resilience can be taught and learned at any age and become stronger, which is actually really great news because this is something that you can teach your children. If you find that your children are struggling or could use this ability to bounce back when something bad happens and to be able to use that energy from having something bad happen and that anger that wells up inside them when something bad happens, to be able to capture that energy inside of them and be able to push forward and to make something better from that. That is all what resilience is about. It is having the ability to flip the switch when something bad happens. So flipping the switch is a term used by Christian Moore in his book. And he uses flip the switch when he talks about someone going along and then something bad happens and then they have a choice. And at that moment, that choice, they can either keep the switch off and they can be negative, they can be angry, or they can flip that switch and turn on something positive and make a choice to take that energy that they're feeling and prove whoever it was that made them angry wrong or drive them to do something better. So here's an example of resilience that I want to share with you. The other day, we went on a four-wheeler ride up the mountains near my home, and my two oldest rode on their little motorcycles ahead of us. And this trail, we have never been on this trail. We had just heard about it. This trail was seriously challenging. I just kept looking at my husband like, what did you do? This is a really hard trail for these little guys on their bikes that aren't super powerful, and the road or the trail was super rocky and it was straight up. And my son's bike stalled multiple times. And I watched him get so upset many times. And he would get off his bike and he would start punching his bike over and over again. And then he would get back on and start it up and continue on until it happened again. And then he'd start punching again. He became more frustrated and angry as we continued up this really difficult trail. So after his bike finally stalled again, he decided to leave it on the side of the trail. And he gave up and hopped on with us. So as we continued forward, he realized that he had almost made it to the top. We were very close to the top, but we didn't know how much further we needed to go. But we were very close. And I kept thinking inside my head, I'm like, I wonder if he wished he had just kept going instead of allowing his frustrations to take over. So as we returned down the trail and came up to where we had left the bike off the side of the trail, I was a little worried he was going to say he was done and that my husband would have to ride the bike down, which left me riding down by myself with some other kids that were on with us, which I didn't want to do. But I was ready to do whatever. But I watched my son walk over to his bike. He put on his helmet. He started it. And with a little help, he got it on the trail again. And he rode over the rocky, difficult trail all the way home. When we got home, or got back to where we had our trailer, I looked at his face. And I could see satisfaction written all over it. He had just accomplished something hard. And that day, my son became more resilient. He got mad, and there was a time that he gave up. But then he realized that giving up wasn't going to get him anywhere. And he decided to get back on and to continue running. And he made it all the way back home without any help. So now that I've given you that example of what resilience is, an example of how it works in your life and in your kids' lives, I want to share with you ways that you can teach your own children to be resilient. Stuff that you can do every single day to kind of boost this resiliency to help them to become a better member of society. But first, I want to share three things that resilient children see differently in the world. Okay? The first one, resilient children see that life is challenging and is always changing. So this is a hard one. They see these challenges and changes as ways to grow and to make a difference in this world. So my husband's favorite quote, one of the many favorite quotes that my husband has, he always says, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And Henry Ford said that, and that's like his motto in life. If something's not working, or if something goes wrong, or if something changes, then you need to change with it. You need to make it better. And if it's challenging, then you just push forward. You just keep going. So change and challenges are good and are full of growth. So if you think about that, think of the last challenge that you had and think of the last change in your life that you had and think of how it made you a better person. All of the challenges that I have been through, namely the challenge of homeschooling my children, that alone has changed the person that I am into someone better. So resilient children see that life is challenging and is always changing. Okay, the second thing that resilient children see in the world is they see mistakes and weaknesses as opportunities to learn. So I want you to think about this. Society has made it in our life. We've kind of been trained, for example, in the public school system, we have grades. We have A, B, C, D, and F. F is failing. It's so easy to get caught in this world of grades and measurements, and that if you get an F, you fail and you don't pass the class. But in reality, you don't fail unless you stop trying. Perfectionism only hinders your progress. If you try to be perfect, and stop trying new things and stop trying to do something different or better, then that will actually hinder your progress, because then you're not messing up. You're not learning from those mistakes. So you have to make mistakes to learn, and you have to try new things. And guess what? You're gonna mess up, but resilient children see those mistakes and weaknesses as opportunities to learn. All right, the third thing that resilient children know and see in the world is that losing may come before winning. We all lose sometimes, many of us most of the time. Be okay with losing. That's it. Be okay with losing and understand that losing is just making you better. Now, I want to share with you 9 ways that you as a mother or a dad or whoever is listening to this and you have an influence in a child's life, 9 ways you can start helping your children learn resilience. Resilience isn't something that you're born with. It's something that you learn, and it's something that you can get better at, which is great news. So here are the 9 things you can start doing today to teach resilience to your kids. All right, you ready? Number 1, I love this one so much. Pray to understand your child's strengths and how to help them with their weaknesses. I love this so much. So instead of praying that your child will change a certain behavior, or that your child will stop doing whatever it is that it's annoying you or worrying you, you pray instead for something that you yourself can do. So you pray to understand your child's strengths and how to help make their weaknesses strong. So this is something that you can do as a mother, and I have witnessed this over and over again, that this provides amazing results. Prayer is real, and I've used this quote over and over and over again in a lot of different posts that I have written, is that there are few things stronger than the prayer of a righteous mother. So mamas, keep praying for those kids. Help and just pray to understand your kids and their strengths and how to help them through their weaknesses so that your weaknesses can become strong. All right, that's 1. 2 is be patient and realize your child needs time to develop resilience. Oh man, how many times are we told to be patient with our kids? Heavenly Father knew what He was doing making us mothers. He knew we would learn so much by raising children, and motherhood is definitely something that teaches patience. Resilience isn't going to be learned overnight. Your kid is going to experience a lot of different emotions and different experiences, and he's going to learn resilience through your guidance as you teach him resilience. It becomes almost a part of your lifestyle. If they watch you experience negative things and you are a resilient person, they see that and they emulate that. So be patient. Realize that it doesn't come overnight and that it takes time for them to be resilient, but it will be worth it. Okay, 3, strive to understand that mistakes and failures are great opportunities to learn and grow. So I kind of talked about this in earlier when we talked about resilient children see mistakes and weaknesses as opportunities to learn. So mistakes teach you something. Failures teach you what not to do in the future. So start teaching your child that you only fail when you stop trying. When you fall down, you get back up. Messing up is a part of life, and it is what you do when you keep going that determines the type of person you become. Okay, 4, allow natural logical consequences. When your child messes up, and they will, create a consequence that fits the mistake. So here's an example that we use in our home. Whenever my boys are fighting over a toy, usually it's Legos or a piece of the Lego, and there is lots of yelling, screaming, and crying going on, I give them 5 minutes to work it out. If they haven't worked it out in those 5 minutes, then I take that specific toy away. So it's a consequence that fits whatever is going on. They're not getting along, they're fighting over a toy, and the natural consequence is to take away that toy. I give them the opportunity to work it out themselves, and if they can't do that, then I take away the toy. So today my kids were squirting each other with water all over my kitchen. So the consequence wasn't sitting in timeout. It was getting a rag and cleaning the floor, walls, cupboards, and chairs that got in the way of their water war. So it was a simple consequence that I didn't have to think much about, and it cleaned my kitchen at the same time. All right, number 5. Respect your children's decisions, even if their poor choices get privileges taken away. This is difficult. So my husband went on a business trip one time, and he had an Italian man sitting by him on the airplane. And during their conversation, our boys came up in the conversation. And as my husband shared a story of my boys being stinkers, the Italian man just started laughing. And this is what he said. He said, "Little boys, little problems. Big boys, big problems." And when my husband told me that, I was like, oh man, that's so true. I still laugh when I hear it. So let your kids make choices when they're young, even if they are poor choices. Help them learn young that there are consequences, that there are consequences to their choices. Whether it's a good or a bad consequence, there is always a consequence. So let them learn young and respect their choices so that you are allowed to guide them through those times where they make a bad choice, there's a consequence, and they will soon start learning and seeing that pattern of life. When they make a bad choice, there's a consequence. All right, number 6 for teaching your children resilience is refrain from getting on your kids when they break the rules. This is a hard thing for me. You want your child to be perfect. You want them to obey. My husband and I always joke and say, oh, my children are perfect. My kid will never do that. And we're always joking. But this is not why we're sent to earth. They're not going to be perfect. They're not going to obey all the time. When your kid messes up, love them. Then talk with them and provide a logical, natural consequence. Don't yell at them. And get on them for breaking a rule, but just love them instead of yelling at them. Be a guide and hold their hand through this process of learning. You are your child's greatest teacher, and they're going to learn so much from you if you approach them with a love of a mother. Okay. Number 7. Don't discourage effort. If your child is trying, they haven't failed. If they fell a little short of your expectations, then pick them up and guide them more. So discouraging their effort will only make them try less. And if you keep discouraging them over every little thing, soon they're going to give up trying, and they won't even look at you as a trusted person that they can turn to that leads them and a positive influence in their life. So keep that trust and that door open and don't discourage them, which leads to number 8, which is praising and encouraging effort. This is so important in your child's life. When your child accomplishes something great, I challenge you to refrain from praising the accomplishment itself, but focus on the effort it took to get there. So I want you to point out the hard things they did to get to that point of accomplishment. If they received a merit badge, don't praise them for that merit badge and say, wow, that is awesome. That merit badge is amazing. You're so amazing. Instead, say, holy cow, you worked really hard for that. You went out and you did this, and you served in the community, and you did this, and you worked hard on the paperwork. And teach them that it takes hard work to gain something. If you are to gain anything of great worth, it often requires a lot of work. All right, number 9, praise your child more than you correct them. So many of us have heard to say 5 good things to every 1 bad or corrective thing to your child. You are your child's ally, so be that safe person for your child and always uplift and see the strengths in your child. Pray to see those strengths as we talked about in number 1. You are the perfect parent for your child because that child is your child. Heavenly Father is a God of order, and He has foreseen every choice that we make, and those kids have been placed in our care for a reason. There is something that they need to learn from us as parents, and there's something that we need to learn from our children so that we can reach our greatest potential. And resilience is a way to make our lives better and to grow from our mistakes so that we can be amazing contributors to society and that we can be amazing parents to our children and help them discover the beauty in this world. As parents, there are many things that are out of our control. Your children have their free agency and will make choices that you don't like. So instead of focusing on things that you have no control of, focus on the things that you can do. So these 9 tips that I just talked about are all things that you can do daily with your children right now. You can go to your children right now and help them become more resilient with these 9 tips so that when they make a mistake, they can learn and they can move forward to be a better and have a more productive life. All right, guys, I hope that you can take these 9 tips and apply them to your life and to your children. And we will see you next week.